right? Hello, everyone, and welcome to Carnival Cruising Podcast Waves, the podcast where we talk about anything and everything Carnival Cruising related. My name is Trevor Shelby, and joining me on this kooky, crazy cruising adventure is my good buddy, Thomas Kennedy! Man. Oh, man. So just like the last 74 episodes, we have started out this show, just me and you. No one else.
No, we haven't had a co-host for the past year and a half.
No, we haven't.
No.
So we didn't get ditched this week. So
no, for a cruise.
Yeah. Yeah, we wouldn't do that to him.
No. not in 31 days. It is what it is. I mean,
it is what it is.
We're a cruising podcast. We got to have cruising stories.
We've got to. And but no, it's quite funny. You know, there were some news developments and crazy things going on with Mr. Manning. Gary is having fun in the sun, or he was until today. We've got some disturbing news that we're gonna pick up on later. But
I mean, he expressed his love for the 12-hour French toast.
I did. I saw that. I saw it 100%. Now, I don't recall. Did he say anything about the burrito?
Not yet. No.
Not yet. Yeah. No. He hasn't.
Not the breakfast burrito. I know he had one for lunch.
Yeah. Oh, he had the lunch burrito. Huh. So he's flipping sides, huh?
Yeah.
I also saw the shame on the. Okay. Fried chicken. I'm gonna put it out there that this has kind of backfired on me, bub. So I'm just gonna throw it out there that a lot of people are like, man, I love the fried chicken. First of all, I'm gonna say that I come from probably one of the better states to get fried chicken. I'm gonna put that out there because I've had the feeling that some of these people haven't had real fried chicken. So well,
I mean Philip is from a very heavily fried chicken place.
Yeah, but I think his parents are doing him wrong because I'm just gonna throw it out there that if he's enjoying it now, and he had the chicken and waffles, and that to me that's not even like when it comes to fried chicken, I'm talking about the bone in. Fried chicken.
I think they do a bone in for their chicken and waffles.
Do they?
That'd be kind
of interesting.
I mean that's the way it originally started.
Carl doesn't even know what they're doing. So
I mean, you know, you go to Rocco's Chicken and Waffles in LA, and they it's chicken on a bone. I mean,
oh my god,
it's only
LA.
Those who pick those restaurants. That's where it started.
I don't know, man.
That's where the chicken and waffle craze started, man.
LA, ugh, gross. That place probably tastes terrible. Anyways, so I don't know. I have no clue what I'm saying. I just hate the fried chicken on Carnival cruises, guys. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm going to be on a ship for 14 days. Maybe I'll get a little stir crazy like Mr. Manning and apparently give up on breakfast burritos for whatever reason. I don't know what he's doing. So maybe I'll have some fried chicken and I'll give it a proper review for the show.
The only time I've had the fried chicken, the actual fried chicken, it was actually on fried chicken night in the MDR, but Mom and I decided to go to the buffet and eat, and I had it all. So it's the same fried chicken.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I get to choose my pieces.
Yeah.
And yeah, it had no salts. You know, I mean, no seasoning whatsoever.
Oh, God.
But I don't know. Maybe I just got a bad batch. You know, I'm willing to try it again.
I'll put it out there that I'm willing to try. Maybe I too got a bad batch the last couple of times I've tried to eat fried chicken on a cruise. Maybe. So I will say though that, like, Mr. Manning, I did have the last time I had the French toast, I actually was quite pleased with it. So there has been a couple of times I've gotten the French toast and it was terrible. But I've also kind of like learned a little bit more about 12-hour French toast and what I picture French toast should be. This is actually supposed to be different. And so, yeah, you know, you go
it, one or the other. It's really close to this recipe that I had one time in college. A friend of mine went to culinary art school, and he made all of us who passed out at his house French toast. And what he did was he laid out bread overnight to stale up, and then put it in the custard, and then fried it, and then baked it.
Yeah.
And
so, yeah, that's exactly like what I was looking up, and it's a more wet, you know, bread. And I it's not really my preference, but I will say the last time I had it, it was excellent. It wasn't like jelly on the inside, and it was really good. So
it's supposed to be custardy on the inside.
Yeah.
So
speaking of, you know, I don't know. We didn't really plan on doing two truths and a lie, I don't think.
We didn't discuss it.
Yeah. But I will say that the poll results are in. The votes overwhelmingly went to Gary Manning, who is on a cruise right now. He conveniently left himself off the vote. I went ahead and added him in there. And the
overwhelming, it was an overwhelming response that he lied.
Yeah. And so I would just like to point out that you guys got it right. He was the liar last week.
That was a lie.
We're secretly playing.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's really funny. But yeah. So this week we had a few topics that we kind of wanted to go over. One of them kind of serious. Actually, two of them actually very serious. But the first one actually has to do with a warning that we've given twice now.
Yeah.
Spring break rolls around.
Yeah. Carnival this week issued its annual spring break warning to behave.
Yeah.
To behave. It was from Colleen Oliviero, the Carnival Cruise Line VP of Guest Services, saying basically to behave or be kicked off the ship.
Yeah. They're not putting up with your shenanigans, guys. So
they said they want kids in the rooms at, by 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, parents are welcome to stay out, but if the kids are out, then that, you know, you take the risk of, you know, getting kicked out off the ship, stuff like that. So.
Well, and you know, I think that like a lot of events and things that go past 10 that can be kid friendly, that, you know,
well, that's an exception.
They allow, but you got to be with your kids, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or they've got to be checked into like an event. They can't just be roaming around
by themselves.
Children.
Yeah, they can't be running around by themselves. But I mean, if you want to, if you're out there on the Lido deck and watching a dive-in movie, or there's some sort of kids thing, or you know, a show in itself, then the kids are, as long as they're with you, they're fine. But if they're just running around, then
Yeah, something else, man. So, you know, it kind of makes me wonder, like, since, you know, before, like, wonder what kind of set them off to the point that that they needed to start issuing these warnings. I know that
they probably saw your foosball table video.
That might have been it. But no, I kind of wonder if it has to do, you know, like when the first year they did this, that's when all them fights started breaking out.
Yeah.
And so it kind of makes me wonder if a lot of that kind of fed into that, because they're probably imagining fights on every ship. But I think, you know, as long as kids are willing to cool a little bit and, you know, have a good time, a lot of people are choosing cruises for their destinations for fun versus going to like Cancun or anywhere like that. We'll actually get more into that here soon about trips to Mexico and other things. But yeah, you know, there's another really good reason why you should behave on a cruise, you know?
Really?
Yeah. So it's because guess what? I heard some terrible, terrible news about our good buddy Gary.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is that what was going on in the thread that I was trying to ignore?
Yeah, it was. I'm so sorry to have to tell you this, Tom, but he was just having a good time on the MDR, and he went to go to the buffet.
Oh.
And then he got attacked.
Oh, Gary.
Attacked by a bear. Anyways, this is our.
My thoughts and prayers go out to Gary
yes.
and his family.
Absolutely. But we're going to get to that, his family, here soon, because this kicks off our case, our law and order case.
In the world of cruising, adventures are vast and stories are plenty. But when the deck plans turn to a mystery, only one crew can navigate the high seas of intrigue and humor. Tonight's episode, The Taste of the Bear Mauling. On this voyage, where the drinks are limited and the buffet lines blurring to the horizon, a chilling tale unfolds. One of our own, cornered by nature's fluffiest predator. But was it just a coincidence, or was he set up?
Bum bum.
Dude, from reading the thread, this was an inside job.
It was definitely inside job.
It was definitely premeditated.
Yeah. So just to catch everybody up, so Gary was sorry, I have to fight these back, these tears. Gary was having a good time. And then suddenly he heard a death threat. And next thing he knows, he was being bear hugged, and he said it was a death grip, and it God, just wouldn't let go. Yeah, and he got mauled right there. I hate to say it, but we're pretty sure the attacker was Amanda Barmore from Have Luggage Will Travel. Now, with interviews that we've conducted with the victim, because he's still hanging in there, folks.
He's by very threat. Weak right now.
He's very weak.
Very weak.
We did get out of him that his wife, Teresa, was laughing, actually cackling in the back, in the distance.
His exact words happened. Were menacing.
Yeah. And I did ask him, I said, has she ever said anything in the past that might suggest that she might set you up? And he said at one point in time, she actually said to him, till death do us part.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
Megan said that too.
That's a threat. That Megan was a said threat. That too. Yeah. What?
Megan said that to you.
Oh, no. They're all in on it. Oh, no. Uh-huh. The Lotto Gate now makes so much more sense. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, that's why they want me to go on FRGC2 so bad.
Yeah.
I was next.
Yeah, I know. I mean, look at it. Amanda sprained Josh's ankle so he couldn't get gelato.
Yeah. Then Teresa
squeezes the life out of Gary.
Yeah, yeah, after you're probably next. Teresa paid her.
Yeah, exactly. We haven't looked at the bill yet, so
we're pretty certain.
Yeah. So the only one who doesn't have anything to worry about is me.
Well, I don't know.
Well, no one told me till death do us part. So
I'm just saying. I think that we're all in danger. So, but plus Madison's trying to take over the dang place. So I just
want to say, I warned you against Madison. Okay,
I did say she used my voice.
I know.
If you
listen, because you taught her your voice.
I did a terrible thing. So Madison can now mimic my voice almost perfectly. You listen to the bonus episode, I speak in the beginning. It's not me. If you hear me say rigamaroo, it is hilarious. It goes rigamaroo. But I was like, oh, that's how they'll know. That's how they will know. It was all AI. But oh no, this is terrible. Terrible news. So our thoughts and prayers go out to Gary, and I hope he survives. If he doesn't, though,
we will maybe have an opening for a third.
Yeah, or we might let Reese out of the basement. You know, either way, we'll figure it out.
The foosball
team. Not yet.
No.
Okay. So I hurt my foot every time I do that.
No one told you actually had to kick the floor.
I know. He'll give me do the thing.
Nah.
Okay. I don't have to.
So.
Wait. What did they say to John Heald? Don't maybe come over there and fight you. I'll fight you.
Well, that was unexpected.
It's every week.
Well, yeah, and when you asked me if you wanted me to do it.
I know.
And then you just all of a sudden, well, here it is. Yeah, yeah. But so I'm not going to go into the actual reading of the post. This is quite short. Go to John Hill's page. It was done earlier this morning. But
Wednesday morning.
Yeah, earlier Wednesday morning. I'm sorry. You're gonna have to scroll away.
Way back.
But the topic was brought up, and it's it's a topic that is brought up quite a bit, but it's got a twist to it. You know, someone is complaining about people not dressing up on formal night. His suggestion is to make one dining room casual and one dining room you dress to the nines.
Okay.
Now that would take away, of course, your time dining stuff, because
yeah, it would.
One of them is dedicated to your time dining. But there really isn't a lot of people who go casual. I tend to dress, in slacks and a polo or a button down.
Yeah.
So I'm not dressed to the nines, but would he count that as being dressed up enough to go into the formal?
Because formal, like I would not wear this. If I was going to MDR, if you're watching on Spotify where you can actually watch us on video, I am wearing a button down. It's got little cactuses with flowers on it. It's very.
Well, I'm talking like stuff I would wear to the office, like slacks and a long sleeve button down shirt, not with nothing on it. You just
right.
Black,
and I would count that as it would count for dress up nights and stuff.
But this guy was like,
when
we dress in tails. I'm like, I have never seen anyone dress in tails.
I've seen people go way overboard when it comes to dressing up, but it's overboard to me. I'm not going to tell if somebody wants to get dressed to the nines and they've got the whole shebang on. I'm not going to tell them that they're dumb and that they shouldn't be doing that or anything like that. I'm not going to dictate how you cruise, but also don't expect everybody else to cruise like that. I mean, that's quite the commitment. I'm just there to have fun.
Because, especially nowadays, if you don't rent from Carnival itself and you go to and you rent a tux from, some other place like Men's Warehouse or something, you're going to have to pay a lot of money for that tux, because you can't, usually you get it for like a day or two and then you got to return it.
Yeah.
Now, there are certain people who, yes, they do own a tux, but that's for those who like wear it more than once a year.
Yeah.
Or more than one time. I used to own my own tux.
Yeah. But I don't have a tux per se, but I do have like a nice suit. But you know what's really annoying? The dry cleaner shrunk it. I took it to the dry cleaners to be cleaned, and then I went to put it on, and I was like, I can't get the buttons done. And I was like, I had this tailored 7 years ago. Obviously, it's supposed to still fit.
When you were 20 to 30 pounds lighter.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Yeah. So why, you know, so that's another reason you need to rent, because these companies out here don't have any like safety features. Apparently they don't watch anything. I mean, it's like when Megan washes my pants and they shrink and I'm just like, oh, they don't fit. I have to buy that stupid thing, that little extender. So my button extender. So I don't understand that. That's a thing. Look it up on Amazon. I don't have any stock in button extenders, but I thought about it, but I'm just throwing that out there. What are you laughing about? It's not funny that my clothes keep getting ruined. Okay. So it's wrong. It's so wrong. So yeah.
I don't know what your problem is. I've had the same clothes, wear the same clothes I wore 7 years ago. They're fine.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I told Megan, like, at some point, I'm just going to only wear sweatpants. I need an elastic waistband and I'm good.
You can't wear sweatpants to the office though.
I wish I could, man. I really do. I'd get called out so quick though.
Man, I sometimes wish I was working at the other office, because they can wear shorts to work, and I'm like, I want to wear shorts to work.
Yeah, I do get to wear blue jeans though, and
I get to wear those on Friday if I go into the office.
Yeah, so they allow it Monday through Friday now, and I wear blue jeans, and I swear, my staff probably think that I only wear the same pair of blue jeans, but I have like four pairs of these blue jeans that they're all the same. And I'm not even joking. This is like not even a joke. They're all from Temu. And
you bought jeans off of Temu?
Jeans off Temu. And they're flannel on the inside. It's like wearing pajamas.
Oh my God.
And they're so nice and comfy. And I love them. Oh, I live the soft life.
They'll probably wash 10 times and then they'll fall apart.
Oh, I've had them all winter. So now I will say it's kind of funny. I've ordered the same size four times. All four of them fit differently. And I thought, really? You know what? I don't know what little kid was stitching these, but they didn't do a good job this time.
So. The little kid.
Yeah. Is that wrong? Am I supposed to pretend my jeans weren't stitched together by little kids?
Wow.
Anyways, I don't know if this any of this is going to be a podcast.
This may be a big edit for you.
Podcaster was canceled today
because he insinuated that Temu uses.
They do. There's no other way they could not have child labor and have those prices. Dude, I bought these pants for like, it was like $12 a pair shipped. Like, I didn't pay for shipping. Oh, so wow. They came from China. So, I mean, there you go. But I don't know, man. I don't know where we're even going.
I don't know. It was something about, you know,
I love the rip,
casual.
Oh, yeah, casual. We went way off in the weeds, didn't we?
Yeah.
So I honestly, I would not support splitting up the dining rooms at all. So I don't think forcing that on other people is right. And I kind of like anytime dining. So I'm just going to throw that out there.
I've never had anytime dining. I really like the seated 6 o'clock dining, early dining.
Yeah. Well, my thing was, you know, I was mostly scared about having a different wait staff every time. And I had the same wait staff except for one time, and it was because I chose a very odd time to go, and I'm sure they were just filled. And so I had to be seated with somebody else. But every other time I got the same wait staff, and I was and at the same table, and it was very nice, and I really enjoyed it. I'm probably doing that on my December cruise, but
I saw something that Gary posted from the MDR the other night that I really, really want to try.
What is that?
Dessert.
Oh, I saw that too.
Not the banana cream pie.
No, the other.
Yeah, hold on. I got to get to his post here.
It was chocolate.
It was a cappuccino pot de cream.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell that is. Yeah, but it looks delicious.
Yeah.
I'll take. So it's some sort of coffee cake flavored dessert.
Yeah. I'll take two, please. So. Oh, man. I'm going to gain so much weight. That is so bad.
Yeah, you're on the ship for 2 weeks, man. Yeah.
I'm doomed, but
your clothes are going to shrink while you're on the ship.
Yeah. Damn it. I can't get away from it.
But. Well, I mean, you know, and that, you know, who knows? I mean, that they may shrink before you send them out to be laundered. I mean,
come that on. Would be really weird. That means there's a conspiracy going on.
Someone's changing out your clothes without your knowledge. Yeah.
One of the main topics we wanted to talk about today was staying safe in ports. And this actually came about in a kind of a funny way. I'm not really funny.
It's not really funny because
way to say it, I guess.
Because it had me thinking because it happened at one of the ports that I'm going to.
Yeah.
You know, well, makes me rethink, am I going to get off the ship? Am I just going to go, you know, because I was going to, you know, take on your mission.
Yes.
You failed at.
Yes. But this mission, if you wish to complete it. So Cozumel is going through some changes, and so some
changes.
Yeah. And so they actually so somebody got murdered. not a cruiser, but
like across the street from the other cruise terminal.
Yeah, so like very close, and it was at a restaurant, and it was in broad daylight. Dude just walks up, kills this dude in front of his family, and walks away, and he doesn't get caught. Like, this guy leaves the restaurant, is on all these video cameras, and he gets to walk away, doesn't get caught. So
it's that cartel money, dude.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. So what the news is saying is there is some cartel changes happening. The island is typically left alone with these things. But a hit was put out on this individual for whatever reason. And we don't know all the reasoning behind things. But the main thing people are worried about is cruisers being at the wrong place at the wrong time. So we wanted to talk about, you know, remaining safe in ports, especially if you're cruising to certain locations that maybe have elevated warnings.
Like Royal finally decided not to go to Haiti,
right? You
know, during their uprising right now.
And, yeah. So I will say my one brief story, and I think I've told a little bit of it before, basically, I love Belize. Belize is one of my favorite places to go to. And the last time I went to Belize, I was by myself and I went into port and I was just, I had a plan. I downloaded the map, the Google Maps of the area, and I was just going to go walk around. There's like a lighthouse nearby and there was a restaurant I was going to go to. And then I just wanted to eat some like good Belizean food and then make my way back into port and then call it a day. And I wasn't going to go far. So I get into port, I go walking where everyone else is walking. You know, you go through like the little port area and then like there's, mm-hmm. You go through the shopping,
yeah,
and then on the other side is that street, and so and that's where all the tour buses and stuff are. So, and there's like a lot of people out there that are holding signs and everything else. So, I had actually like shopped for a while, and you know, just kind of walked around and stuff, and so I was obviously by myself. I wasn't in any group or anything. And I go walking across the street and just following along the port. And somebody had asked me, like, hey, do you need a tour? Do you need a tour? And when I told them no, I had noticed when I kept walking, they instantly gave up trying to sell people tours and they started following me. And I was like, oh, this is kind of weird. It was a lady and a man. And so I kept walking down and I kind of knew where I was going. I was looking at my phone, but I was kind of keeping them in mind and walked by somebody that recognized them, said their name, said hi to them. And they said hi back. But it was like very odd, the circumstances. And so I kind of freaked myself out and I was like, I'm going to get kidnapped today. And so as you walk down the port, like there's multiple entrances. Yeah. And so I went back across the street and went right back into port. And I was like, fuck it. I said, F it. And I gave up. So, yeah.
Well, that, I mean, yeah, that is really scary. You know, and you know my buddy Brian. You know Brian, of course.
Yeah.
You know Trent and Addie's father. Mm-hmm. They every time they're in Jamaica, he's always got a pocket knife on him. Actually, he usually carries like six on him, but he always carries the crappiest one to Jamaica, and he's like, if someone comes up on you, scream and I'll be there and then just run because I'm going to be stabbing him until this blade breaks off. So I'm like, well, I mean, you know, you got your head on a swivel there, bud, but you know, I wouldn't want to go to a Jamaican prison.
Yeah. That's right where y'all will be headed. No, I think that the main thing is, you know, if you're going into ports where things might be a little iffy, definitely travel in a group. Don't be like Trevor and try to venture off on your own. Yeah. Go with somebody. Go, you know, travel in a pack. Go take a tour. You know, pay somebody.
Try to somewhere. If you have to take a taxi somewhere, don't. And you're in one of these heightened places. Don't go outside of the cruise area to hail a taxi. Yeah, mm-hmm. They may be cheaper. But the ones inside the area are the ones that are trusted by the cruise companies. So I would use those.
You know, absolutely.
You know, and excursions, you know, that's probably the safest thing to do is an excursion.
Yeah, no, I really agree with that. You know, there's so many things that I try to just skimp on now, especially seeing that, you know, we've been to a lot of these ports so many times now that it's just like, man, I've done those excursions. I just don't want to do them again. But you know, if you get a good, like solo taxi ride, you know, you can kind of do your own thing. So you can tell them, I want to do X, Y, Z and they'll take you to do it. So, and yeah, like you're in places like the Bahamas, I mean, there's a lot of options. There's a lot of places you go to and just go do touristy stuff. So yeah, they'll get you there. I mean,
you know, in Bonaire, you know, Gary and Teresa, Reese, me and my mother, mm-hmm. we paid a taxi to just drive us around for 5 hours.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We saw places that probably no one else on that ship saw.
Yeah, and Gary and Reese ate things that they probably shouldn't have.
Yeah, so. Because they both got sick.
Yeah.
Well, Gary just lost his voice.
Yeah.
Reese got sick.
Yeah, Reese got sick. So, but yeah, no, that was just our main warning. You know, this, especially if you're in a heightened, situation going on. So Cozumel is one of those places. I think all over Mexico kind of is, but you just want to be careful and, you know, be smart about what you're doing. So I've never felt 1,000% safe walking over Cozumel as is, but you know, now that people are getting shot, I might be a little more careful. So
yeah, exactly. But,
definitely go on over to our Facebook page and search for Carnival Cruising Podcastaways group on Facebook, and you can join the group. There we have lots of fun. You can talk with us. You can talk with everybody else, ask questions. If you got a big cruise coming up, we're definitely excited to welcome you. Even if you're a blue card, just so you'll know.
you guys took that
just funny. He's you just guys, silly.
You guys have to realize, you know, you guys, I'm not saying I'm judging you, mm-hmm. but I am judging you because you guys don't know what you're in for.
Yeah. So we are excited that you're going on a cruise. And, but like Mr. Kennedy said, whenever I first started going, he was like, it took you long enough. So
I did
definitely take it to heart because I love cruising. So
yeah. I got him into cruising.
Yep.
He became platinum before me.
Yeah. So, and I'm headed to diamond. So one way or another,
I don't think Margo's going to like that.
Nope. So, I don't have her voice set up, so I'm not even trying. So anyways, definitely head on over there. There's a way on Spotify you could leave us a voicemail. That's a new feature that I didn't know about, but apparently you can. So if you can.
Hey, so we don't need SpeakPipe anymore.
Yeah, I don't have to say SpeakPipe page anymore. So definitely leave us a voicemail over there on Spotify. Thank you, Spotify, for hosting our show. And just know that you are unique, you are special, and you are loved.
And remember, anything that happens on the ship stays on YouTube. Bye. And Gary's eating a breakfast burrito sometime this week.
Yeah, for you. Or he could be eating a 12-hour French toast for you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That might be what it sounds like what he's doing, traitor. Anyways. Save the foosball tables. Bye-bye. See ya.
Later.